Authentic Health Coaching Show. My name is Tom Corson-Knowles, founder of Authentic Health Coaching. Hey, we really want to thank you for subscribing to our show today, and so we want to give you the free gift of Dr. Corson's Top 5 Nutrition Tips report. It's valued at $97, but we're giving away it for free to our subscribers like you who support us and help us and love the message that we have to share. So you can get yours for free at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. That's AuthenticHealthCoach.com. And today on the show, we have an incredible guest, Josh Gould. Josh is one of the top fitness trainers in the United States. He lives in Boston and works with some really elite clients. And he's the founder of ExerciseExpertise.net. And Josh is just an amazing person. Today on the show, I ask him about the psychology of exercise and what really holds people back from getting the results they want from their exercise program. And you'd be surprised, because it's not about what workouts you do and what your workout program is. I mean, that's important, obviously, but the major obstacles that people have to getting the results they want in their exercise program is all psychological. It's all internal. You see, the biggest obstacles we have in life are those internal obstacles that hold us back, that self-doubt, that nagging voice in the back of our head that says, you shouldn't get out of bed today, you know, you're not good enough, you're ugly, you can't do it. That's the voice that holds most of us back from getting the success that we want. And Josh talks about exactly how we can get that inner confidence and overcome those inner barriers to get all the results that you want in your exercise program and in your health in general. So take great notes, enjoy the show today, and make it an amazing day.
Josh, thanks so much for being on the Authentic Health Coaching Show today. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit more about your background and what got you interested in fitness?
I'm from the American College of Sports Medicine, certified personal trainer here in Boston, and I started my own company with Nutrition Consulting, personal training here in the city of Boston. And you can also check me out on my website at exerciseexpertise.net.
Awesome, great. And, you know, why did you get interested in fitness in the first place? I mean, what drove you, you know, to choose that as a profession and to help so many people?
Well, I think within me, I always wanted to help people. I said my mom was a teacher. My father was a police officer. And, you know, I was more into the sciences. I was a pre-med biology major at one point. And decided that exercise, I enjoyed a little more. It was easier for me to do the work because I had passion for it. Had been exercising, weight training my entire life, so it was an easy fit. And as you know, when you're passionate about your job, it's not really a job, and that's how it came about.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, cool. And if there's just one thing you could share with someone about fitness, you know, about getting started, what is that most important thing you think to getting started with a fitness program?
Get started. I'd have to say the tip would be to get started. Don't be so concerned with initial results. People are already thinking about what they're going to get out of it, and they really just need to start, see how it goes. And it's more important that they progress. So it's more about the direction they're heading than it is the speed. People kind of, they set these goals too high, and then they get upset right off the bat if they don't reach them. The idea is to just kind of take it one day at a time and work on progression. Make sure you're heading in the right direction.
That's just so true. You know, that you can change your direction overnight, but you cannot change your destination overnight. And, you know, I see a lot of people too, clients and people out there who they want to lose weight, they want to get healthy, they want to get fit. And, you know, they try to do everything in 1 week. You know, the 1 week diet, the 1 week program, the 1 week workout plan. And, like, you can't get healthy in that amount of time. It takes time to build up, and all you need to do is just change your direction, like you said, and just start on the path and continue the path, right? Consistency is what it is.
Exactly. And, you know, I'll sit down with a new client, we'll have a consultation, and it's like, I need to lose 30 pounds, and I have my wedding or something in September. Can I lose 30 pounds in 3 months? And it's like, well, you know, technically you might be able to, but let's just start with 5 pounds. Let's just go through our screening. Let's start working out, and then we'll see how your body reacts to it. It's like it's all or nothing for people. It's like, well, people won't even start if I tell them that, no, they can't lose 30 pounds in 3 months. You know, and they need to start slower than that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I see it all the time, too. People are like, oh, I'm getting married. It's almost summertime. I'm going to be in a bikini. You know, I've got to lose 50 pounds right away, and it just doesn't work that way. You know, like, let's get you ready for the next year's summer season and the rest of your life. so you can be healthy and have tons of energy and have a great body for the rest of your life, not just for a short period of time.
And it also, you know, works backwards where if you're doing methods that will try to, say, get you in shape, lose weight, so that's your goal.
Mm-hmm.
Taking these short-term methods are never, ever the long-term methods. And so that's usually when people rebound. But you're never really developing the skills to stay in shape for the rest of your life if you're always taking these short-term methods.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You're just damaging your body. I mean, yeah, you can lose 30 pounds in 30 days or in 3 months, but it's not going to be in a healthy way most of the time, right?
Right. And you didn't learn anything from it. You know, you didn't internalize any of it. You went through the process, but you're just going to rebound, and then you're left asking yourself if you're going to do it again.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's what, the cycle. So many people are stuck in right now, and they're stuck in that cycle. They lose weight, they gain weight, they lose weight, they gain weight. So what's the key that you found? I know you're an expert on the psychology of fitness and on weight loss. So what is the key to keeping that fitness program psychologically going?
I think it really starts internal, Tom. And what I talk about a lot is everyone needs to kind of like take a step backwards and look at yourself first, your mentality, your attitude, your habits, and your motivation at the time. Address any problems and then kind of move forward. Don't be so concerned with the actual methods, what piece of equipment you're going to use. People are stuck online. They're just looking up. They're trying to find the most efficient, most effective workouts. That's good and all, but I think the change starts way before that and looking at yourself and what negative habits you have. Are you really ready to start exercising? And then as you become, intermediate, that's when you can go online or talk to a professional about getting these more advanced techniques. And, but right off the bat, I think people, take a look at yourself. I guess I'll start. We'll kind of get rid of negative perception, right? We have, when people come in and they sit down with me, they have all these perceptions that get in the way. They get in the way. So they actually hurt their ability to see results. Tom, you've heard the same ones, perception, but, if you weight train, you're going to bulk up. I can't eat any carbs. Let me see some other ones. Women and men should train differently. I just need to do cardio all the time. And these perceptions, however they came into the mind, they're actually getting in the way of them seeing results. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I mean, people all the time, they'll use excuses and they'll rationalize why, your program is great, Josh, but it's not right for me, And it's like, really,
right.
Walking 20 minutes a day, that's not right for you? I mean, are you some kind of, like, superhuman or something? You're a different species? Like, just get started, right? That's the key.
Mm-hmm. So right off the bat, we need to get rid of these existing perceptions, okay? Before you even try to look up what the greatest workout ever created is, let's get rid of the negative perceptions that are keeping you on the couch. So I guess I'm speaking more towards a person that hasn't really gotten going yet. Okay, so this can apply to the intermediates and stuff, but this is the person that has not gotten into the lifestyle, doesn't have that gym membership, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So right off the bat, get rid of the negative perceptions. Don't, as we say, paralysis to analysis. Don't overwhelm yourself with what am I going to do in the gym. Just go to the gym start your 1,000 steps right there, I guess.
Mm. Absolutely. And so take us through the process. If I was a new client of yours, I know you work with a lot of high-end clients there. If I was a new client of yours, what would you do? What's the first thing you would do? What forms would we fill out? What would we do, to get me prepared to start on that process and that journey?
Luckily, if someone has come to me and they want my help, we're very fortunate as personal trainers because that person has already made a step to become active. So we're lucky because that person is really putting their money on the line and they're saying, I'm at least ready enough that I am giving you this money for your expertise, okay? Mm-hmm. So we get, luckily that person has gone into what we would say the preparation and then into action role, and as far as the stages of change go. So we get them a little later. If someone hasn't gotten off the couch, we'd consider them in pre-contemplation or contemplation, mm-hmm. Where they're still thinking about it, haven't got that gym membership, they're a little behind. As far as someone who meets with me, we'll always sit down and we work on goal setting right off the bat. We do usually I get thrown at all these myths. Someone wants to tone this, so they want to get the fat off their stomach. We kind of go over the contemporary method to do so. Most people have the complete wrong idea about it. So right away I want to fix them. I need to get them in gear with my programming, my methods, what is, I guess, adopting my program for them instead of them coming from reading these celebrity workouts and stuff like that. So right off the bat, we need to change their perception. Once they have that positive perception, then we're going to work on, goal setting. We talk about results goals over method goals. So most of you who come in, and you can find this on my website, most people who come in, they have results goals. So a result goal would be your New Year's resolution is I'm going to lose 10 pounds by swimsuit season, okay? And a method goal would be I'm going to jog 30 minutes 3 times a week. You see the difference?
Yeah, absolutely.
The one is already discussing the result. So it's great to have a goal, but if you don't know how you're going to get there, it doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. So we'll write down some, method goals. What are you going to do to lose that 10 pounds by swimsuit season? Assign yourself that. Assign yourself the 30 minutes 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's great to have a results goal. Like, I'm going to lose 20 pounds, and if you got a deadline, it's even better. You have to have a specific date. But, if you don't know how you're going to get there, if you don't have a plan to do it, how are you going to do it? It's like you're shooting blindfolded, basically.
Right. And that kind of takes me into another topic where everyone wants to try to rely on their willpower. Mm-hmm. And willpower is great, but planning will always trump willpower. Because a plan is there, a plan is our safety net. So if we have a good program, we have a good plan, we don't have to rely on willpower as much. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if we have a plan that we're going to eat every so often, and we do it and we stick to our plan, and we're all set. So by the time we get home from work and we are starving, we already know what we're going to eat because we plan that. Mm-hmm. There's the person who doesn't plan. They rely on the willpower. They get home starving, and they don't care. They're starving. They're tired, and they're just going to eat whatever. Mm-hmm. So we want people to plan things. Don't assume that you're just going to wake up one morning and your mentality is going to be changed and you're just going to love exercise and diet all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. Start with a program, plan, and then it'll become more internal and it gets easier from there.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, planning is so key. And a lot of people don't even have the plan. They don't get the plan in the first place. But then there's some other people, they got the plan, they're doing well, they've been working out for a month or 2 months, and then, they fall off the wagon. Why does that happen?
I would say it probably fell off the wagon because, one, the program wasn't good enough. They didn't see the results that they thought they would. Whether the results that they expected were realistic, a lot of times they're not. We're in the country of instant gratification, and if it doesn't come easy, then people don't care. That's really not how changing the human body. We have the most complicated thing in the universe, and people think they're going to change it with 10 minutes of abs every day. It takes a lot more than that, and people should just be a little more patient. They should also enjoy the amount of work that they put in. We have the perception, the view, that going to the gym is work, then they should be rewarded for it. They go and they do the work, they should be rewarded, instead of actually enjoying the work.
Yeah.
They should be motivated because they went to the gym. They shouldn't always be looking to go to the gym, get home, jump on the scale, or take your shirt off, look in the mirror. you know, you should be proud of the, you should be proud that you actually went to the gym. You know, that's the perception that we need for people. It's not, well, I did this, so I deserve that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you're serious about living a healthy lifestyle, you're going to have to spend some time exercising, so you might as well enjoy it while you do it.
Right. And I know it's not all enjoyable. It does farther down the line. You know, for us, it's probably enjoyable. I think it's hard. It's really hard because right at the beginning, people do, they have that negative perception that it is something awful and they need to just go to the gym, and they said, I'm going to do the elliptical for 45 minutes, and they count down the time, and they get off. I encourage people to put a little bit of effort into finding that something that's a little more interesting, saying playing a sport, signing up in your city, you know, recreational league, trying to research or find a class that you might like, a Zumba or a spin class. I always recommend, even if you only meet once with a personal trainer, have a personal trainer teach you how to lift weights properly and give you a good program. You're more likely to stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
But exercise also needs to understand that, you know, you are putting stress on the body when you exercise. You might not always like it, but I think it's one of those things that you just have to get it to a level where you can tolerate it and know deep down that you are making yourself healthier. And you should like it for that reason. So you might not always enjoy it when you're at the gym, but you have to realize the benefits, you know, what it's doing for you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, you're so right. And leadership, perception is so important. And, you know, a lot of people, they think they're punishing themselves, right? They think they're punishing themselves when they're working out, but you're blessing your body. I was at this leadership camp the other week, and there was this sergeant there, so it was very military style. And, you know, if you were ever out of line with what the sergeant ordered you to do, you had to go down on the floor and do push-ups. And there's a lot of people they would complain about. And they would say, oh, I'm so sore, and oh, I don't want to do push-ups. Oh, this is punishment. And the sergeant looked at them right in the eyes and he said, this is not punishment. I am blessing your body. And I think that's how you have to look
right.
at your workout program, that you're blessing your body when you're working out. When you push it to the limit and you give it all you got, you're blessing your body. You're doing a great thing for your body. And you should be proud of that. Like you said, you should be fulfilled just in the art and just in the fact that you are working out. Be motivated just by that.
Exactly. We have, if you've ever read a great book by Daniel Pink called Drive, and he talks about what actually motivates us. And he talks a lot about intrinsic motivation. Intrinsic motivation is basically motivation that comes within. You know, we do things because we like to do things. And the reward is all internal. Unfortunately, everyone has this perception that all rewards should be external. The easiest is, the example is that you work hard, you get paid more. You know, even you work harder, you're supposed to weigh less or you're supposed to see better results. You know, we need people to get in tune with that intrinsic motivation and be happy that they did it, because originally that was our motivation. It was all internal to do things,
Absolutely. You know, that internal motivation is so important, and a lot of times people, you know, they'll get involved in a workout program or a diet program because they're so concerned with what other people think about them. You know, they don't want to lose weight because it's healthy for them or because they want to feel good about themselves. They do it because they're afraid of other people making fun of them because they're overweight or something like that. And when you do things because you're afraid of what other people think about you, what they're going to say about you, you don't really have that internal motivation. That's all external. It's like you feel like you're a victim. But when you really take control of your life and take responsibility for your health and your body, and you say, hey, I'm doing this for me because I want to feel great about me and give myself the best health that I can, then, you know, those are the people that succeed because they get internally motivated. And that can never be taken away from you by anyone if you've got it internally.
Absolutely. So, you know, as a, you know, lifestyle coach or trainer, this intrinsic motivation, which we touched on, that's the ultimate. So that's the ending, the great end where they no longer need me. I put myself out of business like I should have. And, you know, they've adopted that intrinsic motivation. They don't need a kick in the butt anymore. They don't need me there. They do it to do it.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's such a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nothing makes you happier when you take someone from the couch and, you know, not only get results, but see them in the gym and they're not with me, and they're having a great workout, and they've even started to push other people, their friends or family, to work out, and they don't even need you anymore. And it's almost nicer when they don't have to rely on you. They don't need the butt kicking. They're happy doing it on their own. And, you know, they've completely overused phrase, but adopted the healthy lifestyle. That's what we like to see as trainers and coaches.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's just so awesome to be a trainer and a coach and to see someone step up into that role and then to inspire others and to share with others how they can take their health and their fitness to the next level is just so awesome. You know,
that's the idea, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when someone comes into you the first time and they first see you and sit down with them and you sit down with them and talk about their goals and things like that, can you tell just by looking at someone, hey, this one's really going to make it, this one's just going to give up in a month? Can you tell right away?
Yeah, I mean, you hope you can only sway them. I think so. You can usually tell how passionate they are. A lot of times you're picking up on even how desperate they are or how much they really need your help.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like to see it. But, you know, you can tell if someone's really overweight and they're looking at you and they're like, this is the last straw, and I really need your help, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, those are usually the better clients because now they've put money on the line. This is the last thing. They've tried everything else. They've bought the stuff off TV, and now they've come in and they're going to pay your rate and they need your help.
Mm-hmm.
Some as you go on, the excuses, the blaming never goes away. And I know eventually they'll come up with something to no longer train.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it worse because you know that they are paying you and it still doesn't matter to them that they're still holding on to these excuses.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons why I've always really educated myself and have grown interest into the psychology of training. Because it's so much more important than actual, you know, the technique or the exercises that we do, that I get in someone's head and we kind of turn things around for them. And one thing we see, or a couple things we see, is as far as excuses go, is what's called the inside-out model, or proactive versus reactive. And the inside-out model is you are blaming the weakness of others instead of basically taking, you know, accountability for yourself. Examples would be, you know, you get mad and you say, why can't McDonald's sell healthier stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of looking at yourself and saying, you know, I could have gone somewhere else. I could have made lunch today, you know. Or you get upset and they'll come in and it was, oh, Cindy brought cookies into the office today. You know, when they're pointing fingers, they never point anything at themselves. You know, they're not looking inward, you know, the inside-out model. They're not looking inward to kind of change their decision-making.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talk a lot about being proactive versus reactive, or proactivity. You can find this a lot in the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. Great book.
It's awesome.
And he talks about, you know, basically being conditioned by our environment, and that's reactive. So if everything is, you know, what's a great example here? You're not going to work out because it's raining. So you're reactive to the environment. You know, being proactive would be kind of the opposite. You've taken accountability for yourself, okay? You become a function of your decision, not your condition. So you're going to have a great day because you decided to have a great day. You know, you're not just going to, oh, it's raining, you know, today stinks. You know, that's what being reactive is. Everything is you're waiting for the world to kind of push you around instead of just deciding internally how, you know, your day is going to be, what you're going to make of the world, you know. So skipping a workout, you know, not eating well, being lazy. Proactivity is deciding to go to the gym despite the rain, eating healthy despite being stuck in an airport terminal, or going for a jog despite there being a Seinfeld marathon on and sitting on the couch. you know. So we have to, a lot of times people aren't aware they're doing that. And just like a psychologist would with, you know, their patient, we first, as trainers and coaches, need to kind of show these negative thoughts to our clients, because sometimes they don't realize it. And I highly recommend teaching them the inside-out model in proactivity versus reactivity.
Mm. Absolutely. That's so key, and it's so important that people take that look inside of themselves. You know, so many people look outside of themselves. They say, you know, Josh, you're a great personal trainer. You're a great fitness trainer. You know, Josh has all the answers. I'm just going to pay Josh, and all my problems will be solved because Josh has the answers. Well, I mean, yeah, obviously you're good at training and things like that, but it doesn't mean that you can fix it for them. Your job as a trainer is really to teach them the mechanics of exercise, but then to help them see inside themselves that they are responsible for their health. And if you're really honest about it and you really look at yourself and say, hey, what is my problem? Okay, I'm 25 pounds overweight. That's my problem. And if you're really honest about it and you ask yourself, you know, how did I cause this problem? Because you caused it, you know? It wasn't McDonald's. It wasn't Starbucks. It wasn't something outside of you. You caused your own problem. And we're not blaming you for it, but when you take responsibility for it and see, yeah, you know, I really did, and I made that mistake, and now I can learn from those mistakes, then you can get better. But, you know, you can't find the answer outside of yourself unless you're willing to take responsibility.
I mean, exactly. Echoing my thoughts. You do. You have to take responsibility for kind of being overweight and then looking backwards and kind of deciding what had caused it. It's more than always just overeating and lack of exercise, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden exercising and eating healthier, it will do the job, and you may get back to that weight, but we still need to change habits, trends, mentality within that's going to keep you that way.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're just going to do that up and down battle. For anyone going up and down in weight, that's exactly what it is. You're looking outside to answer the problem. And you battle and battle and battle until that willpower, you know, runs weak, and then it's back to the way it was. Because nothing actually changed.
Absolutely. So how do you change a habit?
Repetition. Good programming and repetition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing I do with my clients, beyond the one-on-one stuff, because really as a personal trainer, meeting with someone once or twice a week is an uphill battle to actually change these things. So, you know, a lot of times I'm in touch with them at the beginning of the week. I send them emails, and I kind of assign them homework. And I always ask them kind of questions on my self-reflection, trying to tap into what they think their strengths are, what's their negatives. So I might say, what is your biggest weakness? What is keeping you? I ask them, what is keeping you from gaining weight? Or what is keeping you from losing weight? You know, what is the number one excuse you use for not getting to the gym? A lot of self, you know, realizing. And then we'll kind of work on, like, what are three things that you are willing to do right now? Not things that you want to do, not things that you should do. What are three things that you're willing to do? At this moment, what are you willing to do? And then you start to get these small steps with the willingness, because that's where it has to start. Okay, I can only assign so many things. If I can get someone to willingly, you know, I'm willing to remove cheese from my turkey sandwich. I say, okay, I assign that. So you said it. You said you're willing to do it. Now let's do it. Let's see if you can do that for a month.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's a very small thing. And then over time, with this repetition, they become habitual. At least we hope so.
Absolutely. You know, that's why hiring a trainer is so powerful, because it almost forces you to change your habit. I mean, if you really stick with a personal trainer for, you know, 3 months or 90 days or something like that, I mean, you can change a habit in 90 days. If you've got someone like you, you know, email them and say, hey, did you do what you said you're going to do? And you're working out with them, and you're making sure they push themselves, right? So if you force yourself to change your habit will change. But a lot of people,
right,
they're afraid. They're like, well, I'm not sure. I'm not committed. They're kind of tiptoeing. They're hesitant, right? They're not sure if they should do it or not.
Right.
So what would you say to someone who's feels like that right now? If they're maybe, you know, they think they should maybe hire a trainer. They should maybe do something, but they're not quite sure. What would you say to them?
I mean, absolutely. I think they're afraid to fail, for one. And I see some people that I swear they don't work out hard because they don't want to give it all they have and not get results. Because they've probably tried a lot of things in the past, and they are at that point just kind of broken down. They're a little heartbroken that what they're investing is not coming back to them. So I think sometimes people are willing to put everything in, everything on the line to, you know, get healthy because they don't want to fail. But I think, if you are working with a good trainer or coach, their job is to do that. You have now made it, you know, a lot of their responsibility too. You know, I feel responsible for a lot of the results of my clients. Now, they're the one getting the results. They're ultimately responsible. But you are, if you're working with a professional, it's their job to help you get in shape or at least teach you the things that are going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, and I think that you're right about that responsibility, that you just got to be committed. You just got to go for it. You know, there's no excuses. Right?
No excuses. People will hang on to excuses.
Yeah.
They're afraid to let them go. Mm-hmm. And that goes beyond exercise. That goes beyond people quitting a drug, quitting smoking, you know, anything. It goes far, far beyond simply exercise.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, you get what you give in life. And, you know, you give everything to your body. You give everything to your workout plan, to your trainer. You're going to see results. But if you hold back and try to play it safe, then you're just going to be stuck where you've always been stuck at.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
People find comfort in that. They don't want to be uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, they don't want to go out there and fail. And some people are afraid to go into the gym with other people in this public setting and look bad and not know what they're doing. But that's the person that needs a trainer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They need to at least talk to a professional and get on their feet with it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, and I mean, we can talk about this all we want, but I think there's probably some people out there saying, you know, Josh and Tom, you guys are so successful. You're so healthy. You're, you know, a nutrition coach and a fitness coach. You know, you've never had any struggles in your life. You've never had any fear or doubts or worries in your life. Well, you know, let's put that to rest. So can you share, Josh, just, you know, what fears or doubts or insecurities have held you back from some things in life, and how did you overcome that?
Well, I can tell listeners that when I was younger, I lost 60 pounds. So I have a personal weight loss story. So if you think I'm that different or, you know, born with the best genetics, you're using that as an excuse because I've gone through it. I did it on my own before I ever even educated myself on exercise. I did it because I knew running's got to help, so I ran. And I just started running more and more, and I did it before I was in high school at the time. I would go before school, and it was more about me making the decision. It had nothing about me knowing all this education of anatomy and physiology and exercise physiology and body mechanics. I didn't need any of it to get in shape.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and I'm sure there were times where you had to sacrifice, you know, maybe you wanted to go party with your friends, but you said, no, I've got to go running today, right?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, you just have to, at some point, you just need to make that decision. And you also have to look at it as, what decision have you made in the past? And that's the reason it kept you that way. So you need to make the sacrifices. People, you know, one thing I do in my clients is also identifying mistakes that you repeat and changing them. Because we all repeat certain things that keep us from getting the results that we want. At some point, you just got to hang it up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, you've got to create space, really space in your life and the time in your life to do the exercise, right? I mean, so many people, they're so busy. They go to work, and they take the kids to school and to soccer games and this and that, and then they watch TV, and then they read a book, and they go to bed, right? And so you've got to create some time there, some space in there where you can actually put your plan into action. And that's why I think a lot of people, they don't really get that habit going because they don't create that space. I mean, just cut out your TV. Most people watch like 4 hours of TV a day. If you just cut out half of your TV time, you'll have more than enough time to work out.
And that falls into proactivity versus reactivity. You know, waiting for there to be a good time to work out instead of being proactive and scheduling time to work out.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is when you work with a personal trainer, one of the reasons it works well is because you actually have a scheduled time to come in. You are going to see Josh twice this week.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. I'm holding them accountable. They're holding themselves accountable. They actually have a appointment. You know, I recommend people do the same thing. You know, put it down in your calendar. This is when I work out. If you can do it during the day, even better. But get it done. Stop waiting for there to be a better time, because there won't. When you wait, you are actually backfilling all that time up. And I know there are other important things in your life, but people also need to realize the importance of their health is numero uno. And they can't wait for time. You just got to assign it and go. And then over time, you'll get that habit. And, you know, for you and me, Tom, it's we don't even think of it that way because you do it for so long. You know, it's just I don't feel good if I don't work out 5 times a week.
Exactly.
And I can feel it, you know. So, trust me, folks, eventually you'll feel that way. I know it seems like it would be impossible to miss exercise, but farther down the road, it will happen. You don't have to worry about it now, but it will happen.
You're so right. I mean, when you develop that new habit, everything changes. Like, I remember when I was a teenager and I was really sick. I had acne and bronchitis and sinus infections all the time. So I was on antibiotics and these medications. And then my mom forced me to change my diet. And 6 months later, you know, before I was drinking soda pop and eating fast food and junk food all the time. And then 6 months later, it was like I was like craving salads. Like my taste buds totally changed. I remember I drank a pop one day and I spit it out because it was so disgusting because my taste buds had changed. And it's the same thing with fitness. You know, when you get in your fitness routine, like you said, and you've been doing this for 6 months and you're in that habit, you know, you can't not work out anymore. Like, you just have to do it because it's the right thing to do. It feels so good once you have that new habit.
And again, that is tapping in on someone's current perception of exercise and diet. And that's why it is so much more important than the equipment, the technique, this extra knowledge of, you know, what exercise is the best. It really starts with your perception and your mentality before all else.
Absolutely. You know, it's like you could lock 2 people in a prison cell, you know, an 8x8 prison cell, and feed them the exact same food. And, you know, one person would gain weight because they'd sit there and they'd have their old habits that made them gain weight in the first place, and they'd overeat. And the second person, you know, would eat until they're full, and then they'd exercise, and they'd do push-ups in their prison cell, and they would be so fit because they've got different habits. And that's the power of habits. It's not about your circumstances, your environment. It's about what you do. Your actions speak louder than words.
Exactly. And, I mean, it all starts with it. Starts with your mentality, your motivation, personality, mentality. You know, that's they're in the same location, but, you know, one was better about it, and it was really just their attitude towards it. And everyone can, you know, be the same. You don't need the best gym. You don't need to live right down the street from the gym. You don't need a trainer. You know, you just have to decide and start that process of getting in better shape.
Absolutely. And like we said, you don't need the gym. You're not in a position of needing something, right? Like, if you need something, that's a weak position to be in. You're saying, well, I need something outside of me to make me better. But when you really take responsibility, you say, you know, I can do it. If I have a gym, if I don't have a gym, I'll do it. If I have a trainer, if I don't have a trainer, I'll do it. You know, I'll do whatever it takes to do it. And when you take that responsibility,
right,
I mean, you'll be successful. It's that easy.
I mean, with so many things, too. But I always like to say that, you know, no equipment is needed for a great workout. But a great, you know, piece of equipment is useless if the user does not apply themselves to it. You know, and that's a lot why people buy these, you know, an elliptical or a workout station at home. And then, as we like to say, it becomes a very expensive clothes hanger.
Right.
You know, it's less about the piece of equipment. It's more about your mentality.
Absolutely. Well, Josh, thanks so much for sharing. I know you shared some just amazing things with us today and just really powerful stuff about the psychology of exercise. And do you have any last words that you'd like to share? And can you tell our viewers or listeners where they can get more info about you and what you do?
Sure. I'd like to share a quote from Stephen Covey, the author of 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. He says, proactive people can carry their own weather with them. Whether it rains or shines makes no difference to them. And I want you to kind of have that attitude. Think of that saying. Walk around with that attitude. And things will get better. But you're not going to get better if you don't try. You're not going to see results if you don't do anything. It's always worth the effort. You'll get out of it exactly what you put into it. You just need a little faith. And everyone, give me feedback on today's interview. If you want to contact me, I answer everyone's. If you email me, tweet me, or send me a message on Facebook, I'll answer any questions. I don't, you know, I give a lot of time to my readers and listeners beyond my clients. You can find me at exerciseexpertise.net.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Josh. It's been just so much great knowledge you share with us. I really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me on, Tom. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey there. It's Tom Korsnoles again. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. Hope you really enjoyed it and got a lot out of it. Go out there and put this information into action because it will make a huge difference in your life. Thank you again for subscribing to our show. Remember, you can get Dr. Corson's top 5 nutrition tips for free at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. Make it a fabulous day. Take care.